This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Long periods away from loved ones and long hours behind the wheel make a truck driver's life a lonely one. Approximately 3 million Americans drive trucks for a living, according to the Department of Labor. For those 3 million, finding some kind of companionship can be a necessity. Trucker Jim Nicely has been lucky enough to find somebody to help pass the time. It is a cardboard cutout of President George W. Bush.
And we have a special guest on board all the time. It's George W. Bush. Got him seatbelted in a passenger seat. He's got a fantastic expression, smiles. It's a warm smile. It makes everybody feel comfortable when they see him. My daughter calls my tractor Big Rig One. It's not Air Force One, it's not Marine One, and it doesn't have a fancy paint job, but it's still Big Rig One. My wife thinks that I'm just a little bit mentally irregular, as Rocky would say. To have him at all, but yet to have him in the truck driving down the road with me, she don't think I'm quite right. If he is at home, my wife makes him stay on the porch. There's a few things she doesn't allow in the house, and I think Republicans is one of them, but she does allow me. I catch myself talking to George quite often, mostly late at night. Yeah, he makes a pretty good companion. He doesn't talk a lot, he listens real good. He doesn't touch the CB, I don't allow it. But no, he's a good traveling companion. A lot of comments, most of them are positive. Truck stops pulling into truck stops, truckers pulling out, and they see him, and you know, they can't believe their eyes, so they ask, you know, on the CB, you know, is that George W. Bush you got with you? And I say, yeah, it's George Bush. And they say, that's awesome, man. And some of them say, well, that's not, you're not too smart, fella. So we get a lot of them. I've had 6-7 truckers in front of the truck at truck stops. We're all talking politics, and I'm going to tell you, for truck drivers, it's unique because it doesn't happen. 75% of truck drivers today don't vote, you know, and if we can get the rest of them to at least consider casting an absentee ballot or something like that, you know, that'd be great. Get everybody out there to vote. That's the main thing. That's my purpose. Thanks a lot there, good buddy. This is Big Rig One signing off. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Certainly you would take a second look at Jim Nicely's truck out on the highway if you saw that cardboard cutout of President Bush.